Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, here we are, another time, another edition, and time is passing by, and we have an opportunity now to let us take good care of ourselves. Wow. I tell you. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and this is another session of the Cosmic Edition. I have a view of a bad situation, humanity situation. I see that over the few years that I become an adult, a lot of times that we just passed the day, and we never think of anything particularly that we need to be concerned about, that it was not because there were not serious things for us to think about. There has always been serious things for us to think about, because I am sure now I know enough history that is evidence that I see that, yeah, long before I was born, there were a lot of things to be concerned with, but I didn't know. I just did not know. Now that I am able to see things and find out that it is in evidence that we are retarded, and all the different sicknesses and the different conditions that are evil, negative, had been around us, we didn't know. And now that we know, we don't have a lot that we can do about them, because the time to take care of a problem is when you are right there to attend, where you can remedy a lot of things if you get ahead of it and learn some controlling measures. Better to stop it before it get rolling and go out of control. It's like your sickness. You know, if we can catch certain things at the right time, we could get cured. But once it gets out of hand, spoil, you know, there's no way you can heal that. What I'm looking at right now is that, why is it that parents should take care of their children and teach them certain important things? Because if you allow the children to grow up and learn certain kind of a behavior that you did not teach them the other way, let them grow up like that, or they become like a piece of steel that you cannot bend. You can't tell them anything. So if you allow children to develop a mindset that should be curbed, should be disciplined, and you allow them to grow and mature with those kind of ways, then they cannot control themselves, and then their life don't turn out to be pleasant, because they're going to destroy their own selves with those kind of thinking that will definitely do it to you. You see, we need to learn how to control ourselves and what kind of energy we don't allow to build up inside of us. Because that's where you're going to pay a lot of money, or if you maybe pay with your life, when you feel gratified to do some evil things, you gratify yourself. Well, what about when you have to pay back? My beloved, hearken to the word Hearken to the good words that will guide you into a better life. Because a lot of people have destroyed themselves because they have no bridle on their tongue. They have no vision to see that the words that you speak have power in them, and if you don't use them right, you could even blow up yourself with some circumstances, with people that you're dealing with. So you see people and they would never allow you to give them a word of good advice. No. Because they think that they are bad and they are more mighty than you. And you can't tell them anything. Those people are dead and gone. So thinking it's all right that you got it, you know it, and then it turned out to, in the time when you need to have control, all you have is support to play the bad man, you know what I mean? Play the bad man, and then it turns out to be, that's not the way you be a bad man. Matter of fact, what kind of bad are you talking about? You need to sort out the best way to accomplish your things. You don't want to go into no fight to bruise up yourself and all that kind of stuff. You know, you want to be clever and don't be anxious to show somebody that you can give a harder punch on them physically. Get away from that company. My friends, I'm looking at the good words of history, and I am seeing a picture, whereas the human world is in bad shape, and because of white people. Call them white people, or they are hominid. They are not people. They are not people at all, at all. How we allow it to get to this stage? Yeah. White people. We have a lot of our African people today. They are out there and they are spending time, you know, doing some work like in the supermarket and stuff like that. A lot of these people are our African people. They make it to a little school and maybe high school and maybe go to college too, and they're going to try hard to work into the white man system and they will be definitely in the church believing in Jesus. We are right now for white people to say they are government when they don't have no government and we don't have the eye to see that these people are criminals. White people. And they come and take over. How could they come and take over educational institution? And even health care that they take over everything that concerns the African people. And why? Because we, something happened 100,000 years ago. And we have lost our real good sense. That's all that's all about it. That these white people are sodomites. And the very word Christianity or Christian that we call ourselves is filth. We don't know no better. Because something happened when we were not there. But today we are bearing the brunt of those things that we had no control over, and today we don't have the sense to do a roundabout turn. You know, it's the scenario where a rich man got careless and became poor. And he became poor, happened to see when he was rich, there were some poor people around. And he remembered them now that he was rich and they were poor. Now he is poor and they are rich. How do you like that? Well, there is a similar circumstance right now in history where white people come from. When we had everything as well. Now, African people, most of us, are poor. And those of us that are wealthy, our human society is of such because of the white people. If you are a African person and you're wealthy, you have to like hold your money like all white people hold money. See, you have to hold on to it because we as wealthy people are under the white rule. Something happened in life and now we don't know what happened. But something happened because we had wealth and king rule. Kings that would see to it that you have inalienable rights. Today you don't have no rights. You have bogus law, 1220 AD, under these slackers. They are not even human. Ever they are doing as human beings, they get it from us. Okay? And they have been wretched and vile long before they were talking. Much more, they're talking now. And they take every kind of characteristics that we had when we were rich. They take them all from us and they become rich. And then they oppress us. Because we don't have no sense to understand, in this case, we don't know anything that we can do to get ourselves out of these sodomite white people rule. How did they come to rule? You don't have a clue. And you may work hard and, you know, get a little wealth. And, you know, that is just to keep you surviving. Because the white people, they have more wealth than, you know, they don't know what to do with it. Because they really don't know what to do with wealth. White people don't know what to do with wealth. They think to get a whole bunch of money and put it down somewhere in some bank and get little interest on it. They think that is life. That's not life. Because money is not a person. And if you get sick, you can, you know, let's say afford to pay for medical attention better than somebody who's poor, yeah? But I'm telling you, for the African hybrid people to be unrecognized, and because we are forced to take a low stand, you don't have any voice as far as the things that are civilized must be maintained. You don't have any voice with that. So they put a constitution that you are to obey, and provision in there for guns. Anybody can have guns. All right. Well, that's the way it is now, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't tell these white people anything. You cannot tell them anything because they have the Almighty, what they have, A.D. and Adamani. And you ask them, what is A.D. and Adamani? And you better don't ask them. Because a lot of them don't know themselves what it is. Found out what white people are using to control the African people. And it is amazing to know. I mean, it's just like you use thread and put it into the eye of the needle, and you're able to, you know, I mean, thread up and so, my friends, we are not able to do anything. We cannot correct anything. And that is the problem. That is the problem. I tell you. It is bad. It is awful. It is very awful. The kinds of things that the white people do, there is just no way they can be a legitimate government. In no kind of way. The way they follow us, sing away from us. And the way is their open wide, and we can't go through that door and make a difference and tell them to go about their business. We don't have to take any weapon and go after anybody to leave our things alone. I heard African man was talking to another, and he said, you know what, the only thing he wants is for the, you know, I mean, these sodomite white people to leave them watch it not alone. That's the way, you know, basically he puts it. Because what? If this African man knew what to do, he alone could chase the millions of white people, not out of one territory, but all, if that man knew what to do. Because all he needs is the blessing of the gods upon what he's thinking. like I am endeavor to get my mind separated from foolishness and beg our gods to show us the way, help us to recognize the truth and be obedient to the ways of the gods, and things will be okay. But as long as we here and following white people, the church, Jesus Christ, and it doesn't exist anywhere in the Bible, but we are retarded, yes. And that we don't think we do. Just like when our people 100,000 years ago, they got infected with these sodomite white people blood, and they didn't know, they didn't realize that until they helped in spread the virus that they were infected with. And today, here we are. We're suffering because we have lost the knowledge that we had. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and hope that we are able to come back to ourselves and find our history and read it. We have never had anybody to tell us. Even if they help with little reading and something like that, and if they tell you a little bit about history, they don't tell you enough, and they don't tell you much of the right thing, so that you could easily be someone who know how to give up yourself, know the truth, and do what is good. And that's what we need. You know, we need to know. We need to get out of this situation. White people are out there laughing at us because they have like about 26 years of blinding our eyes with the Bible. And when I say that, I imagine that there are many people out there that think very poorly of me because Jesus is their Savior and Lord. I know better than that. I know better than that, but how do I get people to understand that? A lot of our people understand that something is wrong, but they don't have the sense of approach. And depending on someone who has some knowledge about regaining our consciousness, you know, you may have a problem with somebody to tell you that. As far as I see, we are learning a lesson until we learn that lesson. I don't expect that anything is going to go well. Okay? But whatever pace I can grow to where I am able to be effective, well, I have to take that road. Because I can see how forbearing our gods are for us to get so many chances coming to ourselves. Okay. I want to talk to you about something. right? And, you know, I feel very frustrated about, I sit here so many times, and I am calling out to my people. And to create an impression. We have a way to over our situation. But it's something we got to do. We can't just idle the time out. You know? We cannot idle the time out. Record breaking female power lifter, 18, dies. Dies within 24 hours of developing, really. Said, relieve your memories by uploading your photos, okay. Large hails and a brief tornado in Texas. Let's see here. Yes. So there was.
Even the most heavenly places can become hell when storm season arrives. Because Mother Nature is already so angry with us that she wants to destroy everything in her path. Serious storm and flood moments that'll make you think twice before going out in the rain again. Hurry, subscribe to the channel and click the bell before they get washed away. It seems like the sky itself is falling on this Italian harbor. And it is. This is a huge hailstorm with wind gusts of up to 100 kilometers an hour. Back in the day, the average scooter weighs 80 kilograms. If I were that woman, I would not open that door. Imagine how strong a flow of water must be to become a river of rocks. The only thing scarier than how easily this tornado tears through power lines is the fact that it can reach speeds of up to 88 kilometers an hour. You're about to find out how quickly a flood can inundate your basement. Nightmare. You'll never guess what this cop is doing in negative 34 degrees Celsius frost. He's guiding cars to safety in a snowstorm with zero visibility. If you've ever wondered why the prices for first floor waterfront apartments are noticeably cheaper, well... People were complaining about the poor weather outside, but they had no idea it was just the beginning. It's important to stay calm during a flood, and most importantly, to stay human. This is just one of 1,300 houses destroyed by severe flooding in China. Fortunately, everyone was evacuated in time. When a typhoon started turning the faucet straight towards this man's apartment, all he could do was cross his fingers. An aircraft carrier got caught in the middle of a storm, and visibility was practically zero. So a jet pilot had to make a blind landing. By the amount of glorious mustache, one would think this was filmed in the 80s. Lightning never strikes the same spot twice. Well, I said twice, not six times. Okay, never mind. The only way to keep people living near the Xiaolongbi Reservoir on the Yellow River safe is to release water during the flood season. Just imagine what a breach in this dam would look like. This wind was strong enough to overturn a truck. But not strong enough to change its driver's route. No, this isn't a Breaking Bad filter, but the view of a city from inside a sandstorm. The sun simply disappears in these powerful storms, and then you find yourself in the Upside Down. This Indian city is in the middle of a desert, and usually the rain brings more than it takes, but not this time. This security guard was prepared to protect his territory from anything except a gale. Just imagine the amount of force it takes to rip the roof right off, including parts of the apartments. This clip will answer all your questions about how storms work. This guy in Luxembourg got the best view for free. Meanwhile, the weather forecast on his phone, overcast. Good weather for a run. When you just left the car wash, but no car wash in the world can wash off your karma. That's no geyser. Someone just ordered rain delivery to their house. Damn, we literally live in Minecraft biomes. This Indonesian bridge was built high above the water level and wasn't supposed to float. Apparently, it was also the only bridge in the region. Remember how on April Fool's Day 3 years ago, God decided to play a prank in Malaysia? It seems that while Venice is sinking, gondoliers have slightly different problems on their hands. Luckily, everyone's fine. The next time you're looking at a crane during a heavy thunderstorm, remember this video and get out of there as fast as you can. Luckily, no one was hurt as construction had been suspended due to adverse weather. Watch as this sky tornado reaches for an earth tornado. Like they decided to unite into one big super tornado. That doesn't bode well for us. This is for anyone who thought that hiding from the rain on a Ferris wheel was a good idea. By the way, carousels are also not the best place to hide, even if it looks like it's working. Due to heavy rains in the United Arab Emirates, the only way to get around this city is by boat. That only makes the situation situation works. What could be scarier than a kraken on the high seas? A tornado that turns into a whirlpool. It's actually real. This is Tiger Leaping Gorge, and here's what happens during monsoon season. The bottom of this river is about 4 kilometers down. I can't think of a worse place to fall. Voldemort seems to have finally found where Harry Potter lives. This is a flash flood, and it's a very rare occurrence in the desert, so the driver of the white pickup was clearly not prepared and had to improvise. It's like he believes in his truck more than I believe in myself. This could happen in a flooded area in 2022, and no one would bat an eye. If you know what this is, tell us in the comments. Imagine you just bought your first car, but then you look out the window and see this. And the happiest day becomes the saddest. But then you realize that some cars just want to relax and swim at the water park sometimes, too. The tricky thing about wind is that you can't see it, but that doesn't mean it's safe outside. You've already seen how a flood can wash motorcycles and cars right off the streets, but entire trains? Never. In New Zealand, the wind is so strong that it can even cancel Christmas just by knocking over this 70-meter pine tree. Luckily, no one was hurt. Nothing's better at preventing theft than an ice storm. But don't rush to leave your car on an embankment in sub-zero temperatures just yet. Sure, ice rain can make your car armored like the president, but then how are you going to get in it?
I'm strong like Hulk. Yes!
Due to a flash flood, part of a road collapsed right behind a parked car. It would have been lost had bystanders not intervened. This looks like a disaster movie, but fortunately, instead of a giant wave, there are giant clouds. Mother Nature just said, "Get that thing away from me," and washed away an entire pipe. An entire street can become this flooded from just an hour of rain. And this is what the heaviest rain that South Koreans have ever seen looks like. Good thing only the cars were affected. While losers are finding oil in their backyard, this lucky old man found a giant pool filled with water. This concrete bridge in Pakistan was toppled by a heat wave. A heat wave that melted glaciers and caused a flood, that is. Living in a mountain town is everyone's dream. Of course, until it gets flooded, it turns into a waterfall town. It seems like just a strong wind, but wait for it. This fast-moving derecho storm left a tornado-like trail of destruction 64 kilometers wide. This tsunami surge may not look dangerous based on the size of the waves, but just look at the damage it did to this harbor. Nothing to see here, just kangaroos jumping in the snow in Australia in summer. But floods don't always bring destruction. They help some people save money. And some people are already so sick of this year that they just can't be bothered by anything. Imagine going into town to do some shopping on a sunny day and finding yourself in the epicenter of an ice tsunami. The Chalky Railway Bridge has been through a lot over the last 100 years. This last flood was its last battle. Luckily, it was empty. Imagine your plane is taken off, but then a storm blows it off the icy runway. None were harmed, but all were frightened. A Swiss mountain village would seem to me like the last place a natural disaster would occur, but I would be wrong. Yes, another new movie is coming out on streaming. This is the Little Chapel Waterfall. It seems to have grown a bit since the torrential downpour. And that's why you can't stand under trees in a thunderstorm. A flood in Pakistan turned out to be so strong that any obstacle in its way just became a trampoline for it. And here's the strongest storm that Japan has had in the last 25 years. You can put your umbrella away now. Be sure to tell us in the comments about the strongest thunderstorm you've ever seen. But while you're typing, press that like button, lightning fast, and subscribe. See you in the next video.
Okay. I hope you could hear some of that. You know, people are getting more and more oblivious to life on Earth. And because white people are brought in Bible and churches, the mental darkness becomes so dark, it's hard for people to understand anything that would benefit them to have a thinking and a desire to let a spiritual energy takes over and lead us to a positive way of life. So many things have been happening on the planet, on the ground, where people live, and the voice that is coming out from the torrent of water and wind, it's like, who knows why the wind is blowing such fury that all it's going to do is destroy what people have as a things that they acquire. They're building up all kind of buildings and other type of establishment they are making, and nobody really cares about, you know, the big pyramids. And like, for example, I read about the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. Nobody don't pay any attention to that. I read so many times about the gods came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, you know, we are being told that we have beings that come to Earth from a planet in the solar system. Before I read this, I was only reading the Bible that tells something different. When it tells you about a God that came down to meet with people, you know, it is said, like, you know, they don't really see anybody. It's like it's a spiritual thing. But this history here is telling me that beings actually come down to Earth in South Africa and created a lot of things, you know? But this is saying developing server infection. Laura Dilava, 18, became national champion in her category last September. She died suddenly from a server infection on Monday afternoon, a friend said. A female powerlifting champion from Belgium died less than a day after falling sick with a severe infection. A friend of the lover wrote on Instagram that the Belgium Super Junior powerlifting champion from Hugh in Leeds had succumbed to the sudden illness on Monday, 24 April. It has been reported she died within 24 hours of the onset of the illness. The teenager started powerlifting last summer and went on to become national champion, her category, with four national continue. What is this now? Leopard visit cow every night. Then the farmer sees why. Okay. Watch and wonder as a leopard visits an unlikely friend each night. All right, and what this is. In 2002, a quiet village of Antuli in Vadodara, Gujarat, India, had a nightly visitor leopard, and they observed the wild animal for some time. It became obvious that the creature was not looking to cause harm. Instead, she was looking for someone an unlikely friend who seemingly brought her comfort during the night as the villager watched in amazement. An Indian village was experiencing leopard sightings. In 2002, the town Toli in Vadodara, Gujarat, was experiencing an uptick in leopard sightings. A wild animal no one in the village particularly wanted to encounter while walking through town. All right. So the forest ranger decided measures to ensure the safety of the public, relocating the leopard to a nearby forest. Stay tuned for the first look at the unlikely friendship. The relocation gave the town people some someplace to some peace of mind that is until one particular leopard began making nightly trips back into the village. The wild animal wasn't there to cause anyone harm, though. She didn't even seem to want to take any food laying around. All the leopard seemed to want was a cow. A cow. It all started when one family noticed leopard walking around their yard at night. Of course, they were scared. The family horned two bulls and the cow. What? And the cow. They didn't want their animals to get tangled up with a wild leopard. All right? To their astonishment, though, something else happened entirely, something amazing. And what is it? It was as if the two animals knew one another. Turned out the leopard wanted nothing to do with the two bulls on the property. It went straight to the cow, almost as if she knew the farm animal. As the leopard approached, the family watched as the cow showed no sign of terror. The cow actually walked towards the meat, walked towards to meet the leopard. Amazing. The family watched on. It looked as if the two animals knew one another. Two unlike friends. Who seemed completely at ease in the presence of one another. The cow even went as far as licking the leopard's head. There were zero signs of aggression on either animal's end. No one knows what happened to the leopard mother. While some people thought the leopard was left at child's birth or its mother passed away, sources have proven the claim false. It seemed as though the leopard just enjoyed the company of the cow. The wild animal. The wild animal. The wild animal would show up at the house every night, going to see its friend for a few hours. According to the family, the leopard would appear in their yard from around 9:30 into 11 p.m. A nightly ritual that continued from October 8, 2002 until October 2000, October 22, 2002. The leopard appeared again after some time away, meeting her cow friend from November 24, 2002 until November 29. When the leopard visit the cow, the two would hung out like age old friends. They would walk around together, lick each other's head, and even cuddle on the ground with one another. It was quite a sight to behold, since the animals seemed to rally, care for each other. Sadly, the last time the leopard came around to see her friend was the first week in March 2003. After that, the family never saw the leopard on their property again. They are not sure where the wild animal ran off to. But they are happy their cow had a friend. Since the story of the cow came about in a viral story, many people speculate as to why the wild animal was so friendly with a farm. What? With a farm animal. These stories have been exaggerated over the years, with sources providing leopards abandonment being false, while no one rally. With no one really know how the leopard first came into contact with the cow, their friendship was put on tightly display for the family. So it is with that. Okay. Let's play a little tune, Aquarius.
Yeah.
All right. Coming on to the next segment. April 2023, unearth God's frown with Set Tornado record. First 3 months. The number of tornadoes during the years first 3 months has set a record. According to the Storm Prediction Center, the preliminary count of tornadoes during January, February, and March for 2023 stands at 410 as a Tuesday. This puts it ahead of the previous record holding year for the same period of 2017 by 12.3 hours. Yes, by 12.3 hours ago. Also ask, how bad will 2023 tornado within the U.S. as of April 6? There were 126 in January, 53 in February, 163 confirmed in March, and 48 for in April, 6 days ago. The U.S. averaged 1,240 tornadoes annually. From 2002 to 2021, about 53% of those tornadoes occurred in the month of April, May, and June. The most tornadoes typically happen in May with an average of 277. This is followed by June and April, which average 197. And 187 tornadoes per year. The tornado the Lutheran and homosexuality, desiring God, okay, conclusion, the tornado in Minneapolis was a gentle but firm warning to the ELCA and all of us. Turn from the approval of sin. All right? And that's the warning. All right. Let's go to this next section. What I have been saying before is that the history that we have about white people as a whole is something that we see criminal actually is rewarded for being criminal. Now, it does not seem like the African people has any kind of a civilized value. If homosexuals can take over and begin to do the kind of stuff that they do, playing government, usurping authority over African people, and they seem to have the power to do what they're doing, like from a historical governmental authority, like. Where do they get that from? Now, and where do they get the authority from to leave Europe and come to the Western world and kill millions of us? They don't get it from any authority to do that. These are homosexual sodomites. You don't know what homosexual sodomites, what that is? You mean to tell me that African people are so retarded that we have surrendered our life to honor fucking white people? Their law out of a Jesus. Anybody know where Jesus come from? No, they can make up any shit and say it's a God. Because if they can say a God make a son and can't tell you out of what, that is some shit. That is some shit. You have a God in a Bible? There is no human, no human citation. No identification of any God. It says it's in the Bible, just in the Bible, that doesn't have any, no authority to give identification of a God somewhere. There's nothing at all. Nothing. But they're writing all these kind of a totally blind, no object, no source to give, to let the civilized people. After all, we are the only civilized people on earth. Not white hominid. What is leading us through this world is history. It's not the Bible. Okay? And I am telling you, you sodomite white people, leave our territory. I'm telling you, because you know what? We are looking to our deliverer, our creators. Because we don't have anybody to make representation of our legal presence here long before these faggots come here and begin to kill us. It is for us to represent ourselves. And that representation is not a cockroach one. We don't want no argument with white people because they were never here. Or when they came about here, they were not any kind of human being. It's something they did. All right? And nobody is willing to step up and say, here is the history with government, kings, and laws. And what did the white people have? Nothing. You cannot go into Europe and find anything that shows that they have been active as civilized people. No time at all till after they wrote something called AD Anno Domini. So where is the civilized history of record? Where is the civilized history of record? From 445,000 years ago. What happened to our record of civilization? There is the prehistory record of our identity. We are a species. And we don't have a species that has a relationship with any other species. The blood of the gods, the blood of the wise sapien that came about in Africa 250,000 years ago. All right? These white people, ancestors, the hominid primates or apes, they developed in Africa, South or Southeast Africa, until they go and settled in Europe. That was before our time. And that was before the gods came to earth 445,000 years ago. It's clear. The time is not mixed together or close together. It's a space, big space, when these hominid left Africa and go up into Europe. And there has to be an accounting for where and what the sodomite hominid, what have they done? and why we see them here with subgroup killing the sapient species. Yes? How do they just emerge and nobody and they don't have a recording of themselves? I can tell you that the record is clear. Whenever these sodomites do anything, even when they themselves, like the Pope, will apologize for the sins of Catholics, we are of the civilized existence. We don't have anything that unify us on white people. It is very clear that they make themselves superior and kill millions of us. So there is nothing there to say they are not have anything. All right. So how do they become a power? How these hominids that make stone tools? That's the way the history describes them. So history is coming from ahead of us before we came about. And they have not gone through any period officially that we can say this is where the hominid began to speak. Where is that official evidence? There is none. But they have established everything in the world as a civilized people. How does it happen? Now, when I tell you and represents there has been kingship government that lasts forever. When I heard some time ago that these sodomite white people are making a new world order, I wondered then, what do they mean by new world order? It couldn't give any meaning to the gods who came here and create the houses of the zodiac and the complete calendar. What happened? Did the white people created the first calendar? No, they don't know how to create anything. And when they began to know something is when they make connection with the African people, who are a civilized people. Nothing accounts for these sodomites. Besides, in the Bible, they wrote that these type of people were around because they were going there to fuck two men. Okay, there a city of these sodomites come down and attacking Lot. All right. And we know in the account of in the time of the gods came to see Abraham and Lot down in the plains down there, and there were complaints about them. And then the men came down to, the gods came down to make observation of what was going on, because these sodomites were going on with a lot of things. And eventually, you read the story that there was a destruction of them. You see? But some of them survived to this day. And today, this is what we are having, is them. But the reason why we have not been able to take care of all these problems is because way back in 100,000 years ago, when they attack our people and use their rhesus blood, their monkey primate blood, and infect our people with all these diseases. And until this day, our people have not been able to get on their feet because of those things that they have done to us. And prior to that, they had our Neanderthals, sapiens, to interbreed and make them look like human beings. Hello? That's what happened. And nobody wants to talk about it. You see, and these retarded African people, they are out there with the church doctrine. And they don't, like, when they read about prophecy of the Old Testament, we don't make those books. The gods never sanctioned that Bible. The Bible is not a religious book. But these sodomites, Allah, get the opportunity. Anything they do, like, oh, it's civilized. Everything they do. Fucking asshole is civilized as far as they are concerned. What about our people? They're talking all kind of nonsense. And looking for equality from the sodomites. They don't know these sodomites are not human beings, even though they kill millions of us. Talking about complete ethnic body of people, all of us together, not making one right now. What I am saying, the gods are the only owner of what is on earth. And these faggot white people with our retarded mind, we're not able to do nothing. Look at the Bible. Whose character are they using to talk about church and all that? At the same time, they fucking, that's all they're doing is doing homosexual fucking asshole. Women, men, and animals. And we must just sit back and allow them to do it. I'm saying, no, dear God, please. They don't care about what the gods do or care if they know that the gods is going to do, I mean, destroy the entire America, tomorrow. Because all they do is believe. They don't care nothing about knowledge. And they, if you tell them what's going to happen, they would still continue doing what they do because they don't believe the right thing, but they believe what don't make sense. You see? All right. They know they were destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah, but they still go back and do their thing because what? It is a culture. And they want to somehow hinge themselves to us and take on our characteristics and say it's theirs and make up the church upon us like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because they don't come from anywhere that is civilized with names. They get names off of us. And whenever they can make up words and names, they are on their own doing it. We don't allow them. We don't give them any permission. Our government is sitting silent. And that is change. That is change today. We come here in the world by the gods that came from above. Where they come from? Go ask the worms of the ground. Okay? So you get the warning. The God's responsible for us, not you. We don't want no help from no A.D. on a Domini Jesus. It is your sodomite own thinking that. Leave us alone. Otherwise, something is going to happen to you. And you know, there'll be no pity for you. We don't want you around. Okay? And whatever you fucking white people fucking ask, want to do is for you to do it where you come from, where your settlement really is. Get out from among us. All right? And then, you know, what I am saying is that, yeah, the gods know to liquidate you whichever way they want to do it. And you can stay there and think that because you're among us, you're going to get shelter. You're not being sheltered. You faggot. Get out. Go back to Europe or somewhere, but leave. Leave our Western world alone. You're not our government. And then if you want to, like, let it go to where it must be declared. It's declared right now. You don't need any kind of a communication at all, because you're not even civilized. You're not human being. We ain't talking to you. We want the thunder, the lightning, earthquake, and everything that liquidates sights and sounds of you, and you be no more. The gods, they, as long as we please them, as long as they see that we have developed and that we are now thinking correctly, and those who don't want to think correctly, God will take care of them too. So I'm telling you, get out. What is happening is, like, we have a lot of people out there on radio and talking all kind of foolishness, because for them, it's about money. Whatever they are doing is for money. I'm not doing anything for money. I want our civilization to be respected. White people don't know nothing about respecting civilization. All right? So the only thing I have to rely on is my behavior, my thoughts, look up, and keep my spirit alert all the time. And I'm sure that as long as we are thinking and giving praise to our gods, they will do just what they are able to do. You white hominid, you're not human being. We have no right whatsoever to allow you to do anything on our jurisdiction. You don't have any government to have jurisdiction. I am telling you, get your fucking ass out, because you don't have our brain. We don't have yours. Go out. We don't want to see none of you. And if you all think that you are to stay here, the truth is against you. Curse now is on you, because we are bowing, except for those who are a castaway. They don't have any value of thought now to do anything. Let them go about their business, right? But just understand, if you cannot respect the gods who created us, these people say they have a God in their Bible. It's their business. All we know, we don't know nothing about the God in the Bible. We don't know nothing. All we know is that they use all kind of lies about characteristics of African patriots. Yeah, they're using the Bible and put those African characters in there. If they didn't have our character, just like 3.5 to 4 million years ago, they live out all that time. These white sodomites, they live out all that time. And they never rise to doing anything that is civilized or that is usable for mankind. And anything that they may be doing today, you know, they get no credit for making anything, because they want to build on our civilization and make up their fucking ass nonsense on top of, we are praising God and all that kind of stuff. And our people, like I tell you, my parents were Christian, and they didn't have anything else to tell me besides about Jesus. And the thing don't exist. Sooner than I come to of age and maturity and reading and understanding, see, all these foolishness in the Bible is what these sodomites who kill us in the millions. I don't understand. I mean, why so many of us are not being more productive in maneuvering with our knowledge and get these white people out? We should have been, you know, fashioned and well put together to get these people out long time ago. Okay? But we always been talking about things that has no effect. No effect. But you will go to church and you will say you're Christian, and you don't read to find out. That's what I'm telling you. You're retarded. If you call yourself a Christian, you're mentally retarded. It's not your fault. But the point is now, will you listen? Will you hear and know what the history says? And not a Bible, because a Bible don't have no God in there at all. And if you go on with that God that lies about being perfect, shows you that these white robbers, white people, criminals, writing those things in a Bible and say it's a God, can't prove that there is any God in a Bible. And the blindness is coming from where they talk about prophets in the Old Testament. Which of the Old Testament prophesy of a Messiah, and that that prophecy has come true in the New Testament? Which one? There's none. So we all have a bunch of retarded people reading Bible, that reading it upside down or something. I just don't know what the words are for. But you can go to your work and you can read and get your job done, but not when you go to church. You see, because the church, with all the homosexual them and all the African men who say they become Christian and they're working under the auspices of these sodomites, white people. We don't remember that we have government. What does that say? Is that your mind is unnatural, right? And according to the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2, it is telling you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. So all these lies in the Bible, we esteem them as the truth only because your mind is unnatural. If you wake up and begin to read properly, those things will become lies. My friends, we have a government. And we do not have to, like, waste our lifetime about going to the church and believe in Jesus Christ. Because there is knowledge to lead us outside of this, these white people, sodomites. Like I say to you, we don't have a history that accommodates white people. But right now, they have passed and gone beyond them proving anything to accommodate us, who are the rightful civilized people to be on this earth and to control everything that is on the earth. Where did sodomites come from doing what we are supposed to do? Why can't we realize that these people are killers? Yes, you Africans, why can't you realize that as long as we are obeying these people, homosexual 1220 AD Anno Domini. It's supposed to stand for Jesus, right? And the date of birth of Jesus Christ. That's how you celebrate Christmas and stuff like that. Look, look, what we as Africans are doing is celebrating something that is worse than if you eat some cow shit. Okay? Because there is no Jesus in what you're doing. But resurrection and St. Paul conversion and stuff like that. Those things are not true. And then you want to, like, tell me, oh, it's based on how you interpret. No, it's not based upon how you interpret. It's whether or not you are reading with a retarded mind. Because there is nothing in understanding what the word you say. Right? If I look at the word influence, it's just for you to know the definition of influence, to know what I'm talking about. And if you have a context to deal with, you pick out the right context for it. We are allowing white people to control our lives by writing a whole bunch of, balloon Christmas time foolishness, and we accept it. We go into church. Your good life that you're living, you take it and go to church. And I tell you before, and I tell you now, the word Christian is a bad word. Christianity is a bad word. Okay? And that can be proven easily by just looking at the definitions in the dictionary. And you make the difference between knowledge and belief. And we are not able to do that. So why are we able to do all these other things that we are doing and we cannot make well with just this little academic little thing that we should be able to work out? And those things that are said in the Bible at the mouth of what they call Jesus, red writing. Jesus is a liar. And you may say, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. And I understand that. Because I grew up in the same thing. I didn't know myself. But I got waken up. Just the way you read things when you go to at your workplace, that's the way you are to read the words in the Bible. But you read the information when you go on your professional job, you read it and you understand it. But those same words, when you open the Bible, it says something else to you. And that's the problem. Now, how are we going to be carrying on like, oh, we are well on our way home to glory and stuff like that, and we can't even find out? No wise men didn't follow no star to the baby. They follow it to Herod's house. and they are writing after that, the star now carry them to the baby. But why did they go to Herod? And Herod is a criminal. A European king, you know, not supposed to be among us. So it is a shame that we are now in a situation where unless we get a miracle from the Lord, nothing is going to happen. And these people will eventually, if there is no, I mean, if there is no action taken, they will make all of us become homosexual because they have the law there already. Obama made the law 2015. And no, you not say nothing. You say everything else. All these guys, Roland, what's his name there, and some other guys out there talking all kind of stuff, talking about the legal aspect of our lives. They don't care nothing. And Roland is an educated guy. He used to work for one of those networks, okay? And he's out there now and just talking all kind of stuff. He's not making any ground to free up our civilized way of life. That's what we're supposed to do because it's legal. It's a government. And they don't know nothing about it. They're still underneath these jackasses, sodomites. Steele. Michael Steele is another one. He's an Indian. And the man is so futile as ever. He's a Republican. You mean he don't read his history textbook? You see what I mean? And Jeffrey, he's become a leader of one of the political system there. These guys don't have eyes to see where they are coming from. What is their history? They'll never even talk about it, man. Only if they spoke up, these nasty white people would have gone home long time ago because they will not listen to the kind of a fruitless, gravityless type of foolishness that we are talking. They will not listen to that or bow to those things because you're talking nonsense. You see what I mean? This other guy talking out there, and he will, if you write him anything, he'll talk about your trowel. You are troweling. You know, you don't want no thesis. You see? And these guys go to school, them can read, but they're still stuck on the Christianity. If you're stuck on the Christianity, your brain is curling up. Because you should realize all those Bible things and tell people to get out of the church. But you're not doing that. You're talking all kind of different soup. Because guess what? You don't get to the point where these white people are going to listen to you. Because if you can show the authority in history of your species and your identification, they could never rule over that. You see, and what they are making up and you are bowing to it just means that your brain is basically dead there. They're sitting out there and talking all kind of garbage. And you have document here with scholars write and document how these slimy, dogs are here in America like 400 years now. And they use our military. They won't even read and find out how these guys come in on us the way they do. What happened 100,000 years ago? These guys are like a donkey. Okay? And it is here telling us what they do. Again, the Chinese. What they do to the Chinese. Everything is here. North Korean nuclear attack. What's this? Would end King regime, Biden says. You hear what they're talking about? You hear what they're talking about? See, King Janong is an African. And the way these white people are shifting things in society, these sodomites, you know, we don't drive them out and use the right legal power. King Janong, he takes a position that is positive, and they point finger on him about how he is wicked and he's like dictator and all that kind of stuff. There's just no way these thinking white men who don't know whether they are coming or they're going. They only know to steal what we have. And because they realize they are creating a mental problem for us, only leave them to do what they want to do. But these guys out there are in a better position to defend their civilization. But no, they are under these white people. So I think that Kim is doing something fairly good, but he's too off to the side with what he's doing. He should come with the government and history to where he belongs. Instead of trying to, like, he is struggling on the next to them or something like that. He must take full control. He's a king. These guys are nothing in America. It's about AD Anno Domini, this whole bunch of frog filth that they're talking about Jesus Christ and stuff like that. Every single thing and every power that they're wielding and subdue, I mean, Kim and China and India. These are civilizations. And these people are pretending, I mean, fucking us all. Chinese are not fucking us all. Hybrid people. You see what I mean? And because what I'm saying is true, there ain't nobody gonna stand up in the front of what I'm saying. Okay? And a human being don't worth a lot of things. They are worse. They don't have no human value. These white people, they don't have human value because they're not human. So the time has come, and when you see all the bridges and the houses, them going, you know, being swept away and stuff like that, no, they're going to tell people it's climate change, you know, and all these whole bunch of rubbish. But tell our people to get out of the church and tell them why. If you can't do that, you're not doing anything helpful at all, and you're going to perish and they're going to perish. You know, the gods know that I am just telling the truth. And if you're out there and you want to perish, go perish. Go up to Nibiru sometime. That would be a very great experience for me. However, I am not swapping anything. I want to be me. And I want to reap what I sow. And we can't have these sodomite people mingle up with us and go on like we don't have any sense. You know, and I just hope that Kim will take his proper place. His proper place is not to really, like, just depend on his satellite them and his bombs and things like that. No, because he has a higher standard. Way beyond this, he must move these people out of the position that they are in because they have no legal jurisdiction for what they're doing. I know they do not. At least talk to me because I know that these sodomite white people are not humans and they don't have any real place among us. Is what their criminal action put them where they are and they, I mean, damage our brain and that's why they are allowed. But we regain our understanding. These white people, we would have no problem getting them out because if you're able to take a stand, you have a platform given to you by the kingship government. Well, that's what I'm speaking from, is the government that we have and the laws that we have. That's why I am talking. And I'm no leader of any nation or nothing, but I read and I realize where I come from, okay, and the means by which I come. These guys, you know, like I say, these white people, they are not human beings, and no use trying to, like, whichever way they get this situation from, calling themselves by our names and our characters and stuff like that. Yeah, somebody gave it to them, and they get it because, you know, somebody, like, destroy our brain, and we are not able to take place and represent ourselves. I am representing our civilization. That's what I am doing. I don't see nobody in my way, right? They must know that they have us in their way, not just me, but all of us, because we are the people 200,000 years ago were created, okay? Whatever these white people are talking about, they're only talking, you know, I mean, the kind of mentality that they get since they find a means to talk, not to become human being. They are trying to call themselves human being now. And we are nothing. You see, they're reaching out to make use us to give them notoriety, like they are humans too. That's we're not talking about we are humans because of them, but they're talking about humans because of us. That's what happened. So they're taking from us and making themselves human beings, but they're not submitting themselves to us who are the human being, and they don't even want to own that we were created 200,000 years ago. These faggots is something else, but the time is coming, though. I am not going to depend on nobody to pray for me. You know, I pray for myself. It's nonsense to beg people to pray for you. You see, because I think what I am doing, so long as I am right, the gods is going to say, okay, it's time for us to, like, fix this business once and for all. These people come to their senses. There is no way of going back out there. Okay? We're going to sustain our civilization and kick them out. Okay? Because they are daydreaming. They can't invade our territories after they come, like, 6,000 years away and come here with an intent to kill us, and we are here turned fool and are not able to do anything. Well, right now, if you don't want to show your creators that you are a human. You're not a primate. You're a human. You are an atomic human being, not white people. And I am telling you, we're going to get them destroyed. See these tornadoes? At least. I say at least. But here it is. All of a sudden, these tornadoes are coming down. And in 3 months' time, we have received over 400 tornadoes. In about 3 months, going into 4 months. And it means that never happened before. But if you don't see what is happening, we are marching on to where everything come to an end for these white people. Because they've been keeping the uncivilized energy in on the planet. People are killing people, and they don't want people to stop killing, and especially it's not killing. They kill themselves when they don't have us to kill. They kill one another, but when they have things together, all of them team up and kill us. But I'm telling you now, I really want to see, you know, tornadoes at the frequency that the gods decide to send them. So they started, and it is for us to look and see what they do and be rejoicing. Rejoicing. This earth is a earth that the gods put together, that we can live on it. Okay? And these sodomites want to take over everything. Everything we have, they take it from. They take it from us and leave us with no expectation of getting any better. It must always be on the white sodomite fucking asshole, and they scatter all of them sodomite something all over the place. And I'm saying, no, get up. Get out. Okay? I don't want no argument from no honest fucking man, woman, or dog. I don't want no talking from them. And if they think I don't have right to talk, well, talk to the gods above, because guess what? I didn't put the clouds up there, right, and put water in them. I did not do that. I didn't form the wind out there that, you know, put things out of the way. So I know what I'm talking about. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Let them go with their... with their dumb, you know, evolutionary, honest fucking idiots, them, right? We are humans, they are not. You must learn that. Learn what the human is. Going to your world is a textbook. Read it and understand these faggots that come here and doing and killing us. You must understand they are not human beings. They got some attributes from us. That's what they're doing. And that's why they are able to do it. While we are sick. We are not sick no more. Okay? I'm not sick in this way anymore. Right? And I am living and hoping and trusting that I am empowered to reconcile with state of life we are supposed to. And let these sodomites begin to get the heat, you know, for what they need to get, okay? Because they think that they are equal with us. They're not. They're not. And what is going to prove it is when the gods set their seal to what they do and say, okay, the job is done. And therefore, what's this? An Oklahoma woman with a a cancerous pregnancy, said she was told to wait in the parking. Large hail and a brief tornado in Texas. North Korean nuclear attack would end Kim regime. You see, they're talking all of these things to distract people. You know, because what they're coming up about North Korea nuclear attack. Who did that man say he's going to attack anybody? Okay, anytime they're doing bad, they like to distract. That's what these sodomites, you think Biden is a sodomite, you know? Okay, these white people are pretending. That's what they do, always put on our cloak, our garment, our character, and distract everybody with it. See, leave the man alone. Leave Kim Jong-un alone, because he is not a AD and a Domini country. Okay, Biden, you better get out, because you are not African president. You don't know. You are no president whatsoever. Go back to Europe. If you have government, go back to Europe, because it's a different time now. You don't want to accept that. It's your business. But you can't stop the power of the gods. And see, nothing, I mean, pleases me more than when I see what? The tornadoes coming in, because they've been coming in, but now since this year, it's a different thing. You know, see? All right. So you people think you have a lot of time here to fool around? You're wrong about that. Because look, once the God decides to make a move, you know, you don't have anything. You lucky if sometime reservation and you have a chance to put back anything together. But remember, a lot of people don't get that chance. How many people that the God just knock off the face of the earth and that's it? Now, what I'm trying to tell you about, wow, it's gone late now, but I tell you, I was going to just let you know about our kingship. You know what I mean? Our kingship that we have been here on the, that's what is on the table, the civilized table. These white people are not civilized in the world, it's a textbook. Europe is not a civilized place either. It's not in the world, it's the textbook. But they now are behaving like they are the civilized people. But I'm to Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. These are the official civilized country that began in the 4000 BC. Right? So where, how come we come to this? Where we are here? All right. Well, look, talk to me and you will see. We have our government and we have a right to kick their asshole out. You understand that? And if they don't like it, yeah, let them get washed away, okay, and blown away in winds that don't spear them. All right, that's about it for today. And I thank you for tuning into the program. Take good care of yourself.